Chapter 4 of the Revitalized Peace Agreement on the Resolution of Conflict in South Sudan provides for economic and financial management reforms to achieve transparency on management of oil revenues from oil and non-oil revenue collections. It also provides for revenue allocation to all levels of government and establishes effective procurement and payroll systems, the granting of public concessions, public borrowing, and debt management. Some government officials assert the government has recorded remarkable progress in implementing public finance management reforms. South Sudan Roads and Bridges Minister Simon Mijok Mijak says implementing financial institutional reforms as stipulated in Chapter 4 of the peace agreement will impact service delivery in a positive way.
Whether education, health and clean water, because the role of the government is to avail security and services in form of roads, health, education and clean water. The rest is the role of the citizen. To do his or her best to produce so that our finances increase and the prosperity is felt by every citizen in the country.
Mijak says although the country's economy has improved greatly in recent months, the government is targeting more improvements because South Sudan has resources to boost its economy. Chankwath Bichokreth, chairperson of the Finance and Economic Planning Committee of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, says revenue collection has improved as a result of financial management reforms.
I've called the Minister of Finance, and he was transparent to tell exactly what they've gone through. And after presenting the budget, they gave us the detail of the budget. And at the same time also, I summoned the Commissioner General of the National Revenue Authority, which he also gave us the documentation on the collection they are making. Because every 2 weeks, they remit what they collect from the 1st to 15th. And then on the 16th, 1st to 15th, and on the 16th, they always remit what they've collected and they publish it.
Reth says the entire process has shown a remarkable level of transparency.
I have the copies of all the collection that they have done, which is a bit transparent. The same thing to petroleum. I called the Minister of Petroleum and he came and gave us the report of the production that they are doing in daily basis from last January 2021 until March 2022. So it seemed like there's a transparency of Nile blend, which is the oil in Unity State, and then also the oil in Paloch or Hadar. We also have the details of the collection there. It seemed like the country is picking up.
Under the peace deal, the National Audit Chamber shall audit and report all public funds and financial dealings to relevant institutions, including Parliament. It also provides that the government reforms South Sudan's existing economic and public sector financial management to ensure that management of oil and non-oil revenues, payroll, the exchange rate, borrowing, and other areas of financial management are transparent and accountable, free of corruption, and compliant with international best practices. The agreement also stipulates resources are to be allocated in a way that ensures every citizen benefits. On Tuesday, the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission said in a statement at the two-year mark of the transitional period, public financial management reforms remain largely undone. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.